107.7 Pulse FM, the heartbeat of the South Fraser. You're listening to Pulse Mornings. I'm Leah Halayev. That's Neil Morrison.
Good morning.
It is Friday Eve, as I like to call it.
Friday
Happy
Eve Day.
Thursday. Yeah, it's Friday Eve for me.
I love that. So
I was asking you, because I thought this is an interesting topic, because I think most people have grown up with a nickname.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I had two,
which is funny. My nickname...
I was going to say, let me guess.
Okay, guess.
Toots.
No. I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Blondie.
No. Well, yeah, that's as I got older, but... You won't guess it.
Okay.
No. So, I had a nickname my dad used to give me. He'd always call me Babe. So, he'd be like, hey, Babe. Like, growing up until I was in my 20s, he'd always leave me a message. Okay, talk to you later, Babe. I loved it. It was so cute. But my friends, because I used to love to put my hair up in a ponytail, like a high ponytail,
buns.
They'd call me Pebbles from Flintstones.
Pebbles is a bad.
But I did not have the bone in my hair. So
you did?
No, I had a scrunchie.
Where was it then?
So, just a scrunchie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
That's the nickname I had as a kid was Pebbles.
What's
and then
scrunchie?
As I got older, they were different, and we won't share them.
I got a question. Hands up over here. What's a scrunchie?
You don't know what a scrunchie is?
No. Why would I know what a
scrunchie
is?
Have you never dated a woman before?
Yes.
But they have scrunchies. They were those things that you put your hair in a ponytail with. It's a round thing.
Oh no. I used to use one. I used to use one, the one you tie.
You put your hair in a ponytail,
no,
Neil?
No, I just had it in a, it was like this elastic band. It was like a ring. And then you tie your hair in the back of it, tie it up.
How did you had long hair.
Yeah.
So you had a bun, a man bun is what you had.
No, it wasn't a bun. It was like out the back. You tie.
So you had a ponytail. What are we talking about
here? Yeah, a ponytail. But what was the thing called? Was that a scrunchie?
I don't know what yours looked like.
All right. Okay. Never mind.
But you used to wear a ponytail.
Like. Yes.
I just can't picture that.
I did a long time ago.
Okay.
1990s were a long time ago. Later.
I know. You had all different types of hairdos. Honestly, for any man I've known, you've had the most hairdos throughout your life.
Thank you. I thank you for that. Anyway,
what's
so
your nickname?
Your nickname was, what was it?
Pebbles. Yeah.
And
Babe.
Babe I like, because that's your father and that's endearing. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had two when I was very young. I can't remember. What was it? Oh, when I was very young. Okay, so I had a really, really short brush cut at the time.
You said it was like
12 or 13.
Very close to your skin?
Well, you know, skinheads, you know the term skinheads. Well, people used to joke that I was a skinhead, so they called me.
Can't picture you having that.
My last name's Morrison, so they would call me Moreskin. I won't go any further than that. That's the kind of disgusting friends.
Yeah, this is an adult show.
It's the kind of disgusting
family adult
rude friends that I had. And then,
nice.
Okay, because I used a different name on the radio to keep the law enforcement away from me back in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Just joking about the law enforcement. I used to call myself Brother.
Brother.
I know. It was dumb. Trust me. I came up when I was 21, 5 minutes before
I'm
I did my first airship.
Bill,
I mean,
right?
Brother Bill.
Yeah.
Why do I call myself that when my name's Neil Morrison?
I don't know.
So the minute I got to Vancouver, found out there was a brother Jacob, and I'm using my real name.
Yeah.
So anyway, but to growing up, and still to this day, anybody who knows me from Ontario, if they ever came here, they would call me Brother if they saw me. So that was a nickname. And I grew up with a whole bunch of friends. We all had nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
So my one friend, Todd, he was a big, tall, 6'4", 300-pound guy. We called him Savage, as in being a wrestler. I went to a French guy named Sebastian Chevrier. He was Sebi. John O'Mazick was Johnny O. Tony Zambor was Slam, which is the best nickname ever.
Nice.
And my one buddy Jim Sod, his name was White Chocolate.
White Chocolate. Oh,
and that's
nice.
That's an inside one that makes me laugh every time. If you knew my friend Jim, you'd understand why.
Hmm. I think most people grew up with a nickname.
I think so,
hopefully
too.
Hopefully endearing ones, not mean ones.
I think so,
you know?
Too. And we've asked you via Facebook at Pulse 107.7 to give us your nickname.
Yeah, so let us know.
That's what we want to know, just part of today's 90s throwback.